Virginia is one of 27 states that has what some people call a right-to-work law, which union supporters sometimes call a freeloader law. That's because it allows people who aren't members of unions and don't pay union dues to benefit from higher wages and working conditions negotiated on their behalf by unions. That's why Congressman Bobby Scott of Newport News introduced the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, which creates what he calls a fair share fee, allowing unions and employers to assess fees supporting the cost of collective bargaining.
The PRO Act provides new tools to protect workers from anti-union intimidation and retaliation. It introduces meaningful penalties for companies that violate workers' rights and closes loopholes they use to exploit workers.
Republican Congressman Bob Good of Lynchburg says unions make American companies less efficient and less profitable.
Unions protect the unproductive worker, diminish the incentive to stand out and be exceptional. They treat everyone the same based on seniority. They encourage an entitlement mentality, and they foster an attitude of resentment toward management.
The House has approved the bill, but it faces a much more difficult time in the Senate. A handful of Senate Democrats have yet to sign on as co-sponsors, and even if the bill had the support of all Senate Democrats, it would need either 10 Senate Republicans or the elimination of the legislative filibuster. Michael Pope.